Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Well, loyalty programs are fast becoming the new battleground for banks, and FNB's eBucks, long seen as the gold standard in South Africa, has just shaken things up again. The bank has tightened the rules, it's boosted travel rewards, and even introduced a new mid-month eBucks payday. Not everyone's cheering, though. I have seen some customers saying it's now tougher than ever to reach those top reward levels. So to unpack what's really behind the changes, I'm joined now by Peter Woodhatch, who's CEO of FNB eBucks. Peter, welcome to Classic Business. It really is, it's a battleground out there. You've got Discovery Miles, you've got Momentum Multiply, you've got Nedbank Greenbacks. FNB has long claimed the crown with eBucks. But your latest changes, I think they have sparked quite a bit of conversation among customers. Maybe let's just start with the broader philosophy behind the update, because you say that these changes are about keeping rewards relevant and aligned to our customers' bank and spend. So what's driving this shift?
Yeah, thanks. Firstly, thanks, Michael. I really appreciate you having me on the show and having the conversation with you and your listeners out there. I think as eBucks, we anchor into giving value back to customers. I think that's the primary element, that's my primary KPI that I sit down with the business and that how we look to innovate off the back of. If you take some of the travel changes that we're making, is we've spent a lot of time listening to customers and, between the airlines, especially when you're looking at domestic travel as well, we've seen that there's quite a big difference between your base fare, taxes that result in a total fare, whether you've got bag or you don't have bag and you're booking that in. And we've tried to focus quite hard on how do we just simplify the experience for customers out there. And, so the travel change that we're making, a big difference is that, we're going to discount on the first change is that we're going to discount on the total fare, not just on the base fare, which just makes it a lot easier for clients to work out, what their discounts will be, and when booking across family members, it makes it a lot simpler and a lot easier. So I think that's the key anchor point for us on that one. And then we've launched, we're quite proud, get up to 80% back on that. And, it's a real focus for us just to, elevate our insurance business within, FNB. It's a big opportunity for us in the market. And I think it's a wonderful product. And, we've worked quite hard on the customer experience behind insurance within the FNB stable. So the get up to 80% back on base fare for us was quite important there. We've tried to also have a look at how do I stretch my eBucks. So eBucks is earned. And once again, we sat and listened to customers out there. And one of the things that wasn't constant for clients is when the eBucks would be paid out. So we focused quite hard on standardizing that for customers to make sure that eBucks is paid out like once a month on a specific day. So eBucks payday was born out of that feedback. And so 15th of every month, your eBucks will be paid out, it will be standardized, and we'll offer massive discounts for customers as they burn their eBucks on our platform, on that specific day. So we'll go out this week and we'll notify clients of exactly what those discounts are, but they are going to be big. And that's a big objective for us to make sure that, 10 eBucks doesn't just equal 1 Rand, but your 10 eBucks equals 130, 140, and especially those mid-month blues, we're trying to make those a little bit better for customers out there. The other adjustments to the rules is, we're a behavioral program and we look to drive behaviors that are, we believe, beneficial to customer as well as bank, as well as the partners on as part of the program. We see that as quite a fine balance that we try and navigate and manage. The rules that we adjusted and some of those reduction points were for behaviors that, it didn't really drive behavior that was beneficial across the program. But what we did do is we added points back, on our insurance category to really bolster that as part of a key value proposition for us into the market on insure. So there are more points available actually today on the program than there were before. And we actually looking forward to paying out more in eBucks than we were before. Mm. So I hope that clarifies.
There's clearly a deliberate push into driving insurance, given that customers can now earn up to 3,500 points in that category, which I think is the most ever. What would you say to customers who do, from the outside and from what I've been reading, are saying that it seems a little bit harder now to get into the higher levels, especially level 5, that's become a lot tougher. Peter, some highly engaged customers say they've seen their reward levels drop by 2 tiers without changing their behavior. So the perception might be that FNB is giving less for the same effort. So how do you respond? How do you ensure that you keep that trust? Because I think, one of the biggest risks in loyalty is obviously trust. And once customers feel the goalposts are moving, they might disengage.
Absolutely, Michael, and I think it's a fantastic question. The value in e-bucks, I think, is tremendous. I mean, this year we will pay out 2.4 billion, in excess of 2.4 billion, and I think these changes don't result in us, paying out less, than we have before, but potentially still investing more into the program. Customers do get a lot of value. I think we're anchored into value back to customers that results in, I think, a lot of emotion with customers, when we do make changes. I think what we're working quite hard on and what we will continue to work hard on is how do we bring innovation to the market, but also not introduce too many changes for clients that, they feel the changes almost are happening and it's too hard to keep track of that. But our goal and, what we're trying to do is constantly innovate and try find ways to bring more value back to customers. I think the shift back to pick and pay, or the shift to pick and pay, last year we were able to offer clients up to 30% message where previously we were at 15, and that was our commitment, in trying to find value. In a lot of the segments where these changes have played out, there are more points available now for customers. So 43,000 points available for customers and 13,500 needed to get to level five, as an example. And, we think even without strenuous behaviors, clients can quite easily get to level three, which is already significant value back to clients. And then with a little bit of work, get to four and five. And we will anchor the next couple of weeks just up waiting messages to clients on, and personalized message to clients on, tips and tricks and how to move up rewards levels.
I think,
yes.
Peter, that's the key, isn't it? Because, I mean, I think the e-bucks ecosystem has always been known for its sophistication, but it can be a complex system. So the question is then to communicate to help customers understand how best to optimize their rewards. And clearly, I'm sure you've planned a rollout of educational content throughout October to simplify this. I want to come back to the Checkers pick and pay move. And you do get more value now moving to pick and pay. So for customers, it's clearly a better deal. But how have customers responded so far?
So, Michael, we've been incredibly happy with the success of our partnership so far. So let me answer that question from two angles. The first angle is, from a partnership with Pick n Pay, I think they've been absolutely fantastic, in the partnership, and credit to them as a team and how I think we've worked together in the partnership. So that's the first element. And then from a spend and customer shift perspective, it's been phenomenal. We've seen a lot of customers shift and been trending above some of our expectations, so far from the partnership. And I think to your point earlier, I think just, a lot of customer communication, post making the change, helping customers, launching, innovations like Burger Friday. I think we sold more than 5.5 million burgers, in Pick n Pay through Burger Friday, and really chuffed with how those have performed. We have a commodity deal that runs at the moment for our entry and Aspire customers in Pick n Pay as well. So we're incredibly, blessed and, very happy with the value that we're able to give back to clients from that partnership.
And then finally, Peter, loyalty has evolved from a kind of earn and burn strategy to being something that's far more around a retention strategy, kind of an emotional contract between the brand and the consumer. So what's the long-term vision for eBucks in that context? And where do you take the program next to continually stay ahead of the curve?
I think it's a great question. And, as I mentioned earlier, I think just leveling that innovation with how much change you can bring in. I think e-bucks has been ahead of the curve. And, we believe that the future of e-bucks has to remain in value back to customer. If we are able to provide customers as well as the business, as well as our partners with value, we think e-bucks will be around for a significant period of time. And that will drive us to innovate and I think stay ahead of the pack. So value back, across the ecosystem, trying to balance that, trying to make sure that we're able to bring more innovation into the market. I think we've got a couple of innovations that are still hitting this side of the year, which we're hoping to announce to customers, which we're hoping that they will be incredibly happy with. Yeah, and then I just think, increased communications, as we've talked about now, just helping clients, get back up rewards levels, earn that value. Those are the things that are important for us.
Peter Woodhatch, thank you very much, CEO of FNB eBucks, for joining us here on Classic Business and explaining the strategic intent behind the latest changes to South Africa's most loved bank loyalty program. Take care.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.